Joey Scheel and Ben Saunders say they want to create a film that will accurately depict the lives of Virginia's working poor and homeless.
We are working on what we have called the Blank Street Project. It's a documentary film where we will be meeting the people of the Commonwealth and basically figuring out what poverty is and what it looks like in different situations and seeing the different faces of poverty.
Saunders, a junior, is from Mechanicsville. He says he sees filmmaking as a vehicle for social change. Scheel, a senior, agrees. He hopes the project will lead to grassroots, student-driven efforts to improve the quality of life of the people they meet. How are the two defining poverty?
It's a little bit up in the air. I think the fact that it's a research project, I think it's something that people often stereotype. And so I think part of our project is to kind of learn that definition.
The plan, they say, is to use their film to raise awareness of issues that transcend borders and towns and streets.
I think it is going to be different in every town. It's going to be different in the city of Norfolk, and it's going to be different in the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Shenandoah Valley. It's going to be different everywhere. We're looking to develop relationships with our neighbors in the Commonwealth. We are looking to make friends. We want to put a face to poverty.
Do they have a preconceived notion about what the final product may look like?
I like the fact that while I think both Ben and I have ideas based on other films we've watched or like research that we've done, filmmakers who have done similar projects, you know, we have like a general idea for what we want to look like, the kinds of images we want to see. But I think the fact that documentary film in general, because it is unpredictable, the adventure is going to happen in the next 2 months, and the story is going to come together in the fall as we're piecing things together.
Scheel and Saunders were given a send-off this morning from the headquarters of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy in the Bottom. They say without the center's support, the project couldn't have happened.
We've got a website, www.blankstreetproject.com. And so if you go there, each week we're going to have like 2 to 3 video updates of you get to meet this character that we've just spent like 2 days with in Franklin or in Lynchburg or in Norfolk or wherever. Now all those shorts, which will probably be, I'd say like 90 seconds to 2 minutes, will be used by the Interfaith Center. They're the political side. They're going to take things and present these images of these people and their living situations, everybody that we encounter, anybody really, to show it to the important figures who can actually make the public policy changes.
The young filmmakers are traveling in a 1982 VW Vanagon they bought from a couple in Colonial Heights. Scheel explained that the couple bought it with a tax refund some years ago and named it IRS for the Internal Revenue Service.
So her name is Iris. She's in really exceptional shape. Passed inspection, got some new tires on it. And I'm sure anything that happens to it along the way will be all part of the story.
Learn more online at blankstreetproject.com. John Ogle, WCVE News.